One of the ways we can understand the meditation practice is it's not so much that we're doing something, like being mindful of the breathing, or practicing meditation. We can equally understand it as really a learning to let go. A learning to let go of our engagement with busyness and distractedness. Learning to release the, in a way, intoxication we can have with activity, mental activity, life activity. So much involved in trying to get somewhere or get something, produce some result, it seems. And that the process of looking at attachment and letting go invites us to really look at how even in meditation we might be trying to get to a certain experience, like something calm and quiet, or get rid of a different experience, like feeling unsettled or restless or uncomfortable or whatever it might be. And they're very easily the very sort of habits that lead to suffering and entanglement in life play themselves out in the meditation practice. Trying to get rid of. And this, the reflection on and the attention to this aspect of our experience is really something profoundly liberating, to see what might be possible when we learn that we can actually let go, that we are able to let go of the addictions, the intoxications, the attachment, we could say, to activity, engagement, entertainment, and those familiar things, without judging them or ourselves for the fact that they go on and that sometimes we rather like them, or it seems even if we don't like them we're very interested in them or something. So take a little time for some walking meditation now. Walking meditation is a good one for this practice because it's something that when you look at it, and maybe many of you are familiar with walking meditation, it doesn't look like the real thing, does it? You know, meditation should be at least cross-legged or sitting still, at, you know, looking like you're doing something spiritual. Whereas wandering back and forth rather slowly and quite obviously in some kind of pointless activity, and it is pointless, it doesn't seem to really do that thing that for us that we look for of giving us something, which is why it's really useful. It's why it's really helpful and not always easy to engage intentionally in pointless activity that produces nothing, that gives us nothing, or certainly isn't reliably going to do so. So the invitation would be to find somewhere you can walk back and forth, quite literally going nowhere. And yet see what it is to be connected, to be present, to be where you are in your experience. And this quality that I'm speaking about when I talk about being present, when we talk about meditation, we can talk about the way of what we attend to, and we can focus on the things we pay attention to, which may be the breath or the body or feeling one's foot touch the ground, as in walking meditation, a sense of the body taking a step and moving, as we do when we walk, which is, again, just a simple human experience in the same way the sense of the body expanding and contracting in the breathing process. It's a simple human experience. And we can put the attention, or we can put the focus of what we're doing on the sense of noticing the experience, which is really important. That's the foundation of what's happening. And yet we can also recognize within that that it's not just about being mindful of the thing, but that the process of that quality of attention, of a non-judgmental, open-hearted interest and willingness to meet our experience, what that does, it brings us into an unmediated relationship with the experience, which we call being present. There's something immediate. It's not in time. It's not about the past or the future. And mostly when we get into past and future, it's to do with getting something from the experience or doing something to it and figuring out how we're going to go about that. So just the simplicity, exquisite simplicity of this moment, this breath, this step, is really what I'm inviting you here to allow yourself to be in touch with. And certainly that's, to my mind, much more important and potentially transformative than becoming a very technically efficient meditator, able to notice every single experience and never be distracted, and yet be so busy doing that that one doesn't really allow oneself to be touched by what's happening here. And I've certainly done plenty of practice in the form I'm just describing, so I have some sense of it. That's sometimes how we go. It's okay. I'm not saying one shouldn't, but that there's something perhaps more as well. So, walking meditation, find a place where you can walk back and forth. Maybe let's actually all begin together. So if we stand up, I'll just invite you to stand up.